Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, have you ever fallen for a coworker?
I mean, other than that guy I married, we've been over this. I love you, so stop asking.
Okay, thank you. I mean, I'm wondering because, you know, you see these celebrities who seem to fall in love with their co-stars, and it can get super messy.
Yeah, like, especially if they're already dating someone else.
Yeah, or if they're already married to someone else, like Big Bang actress Kaley Cuoco.
Yeah, she's divorcing her husband, Carl Cook, and there are rumors that her friendship with her meet-cute co-star Pete Davidson may have something to do with it.
I mean, some of those pictures from set show them looking pretty cozy.
They really do. But honestly, I mean, that could just be really great chemistry, right? It's, you know, like what you and I have.
Oh, stop it, Brooke. You're going to make me blush.
That is my goal every single day.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Friday, September 10th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily. Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
And it all started with a big bang. That's right. Longtime star of The Big Bang Theory, Kaley Cuoco, announced she's divorcing her husband of 3 years, professional equestrian Carl Cook.
Right. So last Friday, the couple released a statement to People announcing their split. It read, "Despite a deep love and respect for one another, we have realized that our current paths have taken us in opposite directions." And then it went on to explain that they made the decision together with an immense amount of respect and consideration.
Which I am so tired of these boring run-of-the-mill divorce announcements. Like, I want you to be like, my husband wouldn't stop rearranging my magnets and I had to call it quits.
Exactly. Or he shaved his face and got hair all over the damn bathroom. Guys, stop doing that.
So the statement ended by saying Kaley and Carl wouldn't be sharing any other details or comments, which of course shuts down any questions before we even have a chance to ask them.
Right.
And even though the statement makes the breakup sound pretty amicable, their split definitely came as a shock to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, I know fans were surprised, but also it seems like Kaley and Carl's friends were shocked. A source close to the couple told People the split was very sudden and said, in the beginning of the summer, Kaley seemed very happy with Carl. They were affectionate and seemed great.
Yeah, and just 3 months ago, Kaley and Carl were both posting to Instagram, like, gushing about each other for their third wedding anniversary. Kaley wrote this sappy post that said, Why have you stayed married to me for so long? I'm sincerely impressed. I love you oh so much. You have no idea. And then Carl also wrote a post basically saying it's been 3 years, but feels like just a flash. I love you so much. And I can't wait for a million more years.
Which, who knew a million years was 3 months?
I mean, look, sometimes when you're married, 3 years could feel like a million.
We heard it here, folks. So they were super in love 3 months ago, and now they're getting divorced, which it's like, what went wrong?
Yeah, honestly, 3 years is not a long time at all. Mm-mm. So they were first linked in March of 2016 when they were seen getting cozy at a sporting event in California. And then a few days later, Kaylee shared this pic of her and Carl with the caption, "That's what happy looks like." And then a year and a half later, in December of 2017, Carl proposed on Kaylee's birthday. Mm-hmm. And she shared like the whole proposal in a video on her Instagram. It showed her crying with joy as he confessed his love. And then he popped the question. And then they got married only like 6 months later in June of 2018 with some of Kaylee's Big Bang co-stars there to mm-hmm. celebrate. I'm assuming they each got paid $1 million a pop to be there.
Yeah, it was in their contracts.
Exactly.
So what's interesting is that Kaylee and Carl had a bit of an unusual marriage. So for almost 2 years after they tied the knot, they didn't actually live together.
Yeah. So Kaylee told Entertainment News in August of 2019 that they were building their dream house and that they were eventually going to live under the same roof. Mm-hmm. She said, "We have a very unconventional marriage. You know, we have different locations that we're at a lot. We're not together every single day."
Which I might be crazy here, but that seems like a dream marriage.
I mean, look, people in the 50s on TV, like,
yeah, they were onto something.
Separate bedrooms for a reason, maybe.
Separate bedrooms and you upgrade it to separate houses. If I had the money, ugh.
Yeah.
Be getting married all the time.
I mean, they did end up moving into a new house together in Los Angeles in March of 2020, which Kaylee told Jimmy Kimmel was great for their relationship. Mm-hmm. And they posted a bunch of cute pictures together over the last year.
But they move into a house together.
And it all goes downhill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So their relatively short happily ever after is over now, and Kaylee's yeah. even made their split Instagram official, which mm-hmm. is more serious than any divorce decree could ever be.
That's what we take seriously now.
Yeah. So on Monday, fans noticed that she removed Carl from her Insta bio, and a lot of people took that to mean she's moving on because yeah, that's what that means.
Obviously what it means. Her bio previously said Mrs., and then she tagged Carl's Instagram handle. And it also said many four-legged kids, referring to the numerous pets mm-hmm. they have together, including 25 horses, mm-hmm. a pack of dogs, a bunny, and a goat. So apparently they live in heaven.
I like how it's a pack of dogs and not like six dogs or 12 dogs. Like, I don't even know what that means.
The whole pack. But now her bio just says Yes Norman, which is the name of the production company she founded back in 2017.
Yeah, so Kaylee and Carl are on different paths, and according to E! News, she's ready to start the next chapter of her life.
Yeah, so an insider revealed that Kaylee realized her relationship with Carl just wasn't right. She felt like they weren't on the same page for the future and that she wanted something different. The source also said that Kaylee wants to have different types of experiences.
Which
I got to take to mean a little with someone else, right?
I mean, it's either that or different ways of badoink-a-doink-doinking.
Right. Like, I don't think she means parasailing. Gonna call it right now.
Yeah, I doubt that too. It does look like Kaylee wants a clean break from mm-hmm. all this. So according to some reports that came out last night, Kaylee's requested that the court deny spousal support to both parties, mm-hmm. which of course makes people wonder, is this actually an amicable split?
Yeah. So basically, she doesn't want to pay any spousal support to Carl, and she doesn't want him to pay her anything either. And apparently, they have an ironclad prenup.
She had a similar prenup in place when she got married for the first time to former pro tennis player Ryan Sweeting, mm-hmm. who she divorced in 2015. And it's not a surprise she wants to protect her assets. Kaylee's one of the highest paid actors on TV. Yeah. We all know she was on The Big Bang Theory for 12 seasons and made almost $1 million mm-hmm. per episode by the end of the series.
Yeah. And supposedly Carl knew the terms of the prenup when he signed it, as he very well should.
I know. If Tyra Banks taught us anything, it's that you read the fine print.
So honestly, Carl doesn't really need any of Kaylee's money, though. Like, he makes a lot of money from his equestrian career, and his dad owns the software company Intuit and is basically a billionaire. So yeah. I don't think he's surprised by any of these documents he's received.
Yeah, it seems like Kaylee is probably the one that had to sign the prenup.
Yeah. Seriously, jeez.
But here's the real hot goss. So Kaylee's been working on this new movie with Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson. Mm-hmm. And there are rumors that are going around that he may have had something to do with her split from Carl.
Yes.
So Kaylee and Pete star as love interests in the upcoming romantic comedy called Meet Cute, which just finished filming. And Kaylee's been sharing a ton of photos from her shoot on her Instagram, which, to be fair, all stars do when they're filming. But there's one of her and Pete embracing with the caption, "That's a wrap on Meet Cute. Loved every single human involved with this special little gem of a film. Would do it over and over and over again."
Right. Which apparently is a reference to the movie. So Kaylee's character, Sheila, finds a time machine and she uses it to fix her first date with Pete's character, Gary. But then later that same day, Kaylee posted another pic of her and Pete smiling together with the caption, "Sheila and Gary coming soon."
It's just one of those things where it's like, unless these are the only two people in the movie, like, why aren't we seeing other people in your post?
Yeah, where's the barista at the Starbucks where you met?
So, of course, none of this has gone unnoticed by fans. They are paying very close attention to how close Kaylee and Pete seem to be.
Of course they are. So after photos of the two of them on set were released, fans took right to Twitter, like they always do, to point out how cozy they seem to be getting. One fan tweeted, "Okay, yep. Kaylee Cuoco and Pete Davidson are absolutely dating." And a source from the set, an absolute shady, shady person, told The Sun that Kaylee and Pete seem to be growing closer and closer during production.
It's the barista.
It is. That's why she's not in any photos. The source said, "Pete and Kaylee have got on incredibly well since day one, but as the weeks have passed, it's become clear there is some attraction there. When the camera stopped rolling, they'd be cracking jokes and were clearly enjoying one another's company."
I mean, you just can't fake chemistry.
You can't.
So we also have to point out that Pete has also had a relationship end right around the same time as Kaylee's, which, of course, makes people even more suspicious of a secret romance.
Yeah. So Pete had been dating Bridgerton actor Phoebe Dynevor for about 5 months, and they just called it quits in August, which was while Pete was filming Meet Cute. And it just so happened to be around the same time Kaylee announced her sudden split from Carl. So a source even told The Sun that the co-star's close friendship played a part in Pete and Phoebe's split.
Yeah, there's just a lot of coincidences here.
Yeah.
And you got to wonder, is Kaylee's divorce just a matter of not seeing eye to eye with horse rider Carl? Or did Pete Davidson maybe play a role in their breakup?
I don't know. All I care about is that we continue to call him horse rider Carl. That's all I care about.
I gotta say, though, whether or not Kaylee's actually dating Pete or it's all just a big play to promote their movie, I love how Pete is consistently able to nab successful, beautiful women.
Yeah, like, honestly, sometimes I'm like, okay. And then other times I'm like, damn, he's hot.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't kick him out of bed. But he's a comedian. And, you know, they're the cream of the crop.
We are a truly attractive people.
We say in our sweatpants. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review. And be sure to tell your friends.
Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our amazing theme song is by Gems.
Michaela Myers is our senior producer. Britton Perlman is our producer. And Joshua J. Ha-Chang is our associate producer.
Steve Macer is our story editor. And Sam Ada is our sound engineer.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Louie for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.